Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. So if you're watching this, I have made it into the final few days of Celebrity Big Brother 2024, which is pretty mad to think about. It's also pretty mad because currently I've not even gone in the house. So me saying that, you might never hear this clip, who knows? But if you do hear this clip, that's pretty amazing because it means I'm still there. So thank you very much for keeping me in. I hope you've been enjoying it. I hope you've been enjoying the show in my absence. I don't know how Jack and Ben have been doing. How have they been getting on? Are you ready for me to come back on the sofa? But yeah, thanks very much for keeping me in the Big Brother house. And hopefully I can go all the way. Because if I'm here now, I might as well, eh? So yeah, pick up your phones, rack up those phone bills and vote for us. Vote for us to stay in the house and I will be back on the sofa, giving you podcasts in no time.
Hello, and welcome back to On the Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd, Ben Price, and our special guest, it's Sally Ann Matthews.
Hiya!
Very good, hiya. What I notice about Jack there, it's slight more edge of nervousness because you're in the room.
He's less porn star tonight.
Yeah, I am,
yeah,
definitely.
He's less radio DJ.
There's sometimes, Jack, you kind of you get down like on this register and I can't even hear you. I can't hear you. It's like so low on the register. I'm walking the dog and I can't even bloody hear you.
I'm trying to get close to Mike.
Anyway, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming. Let's just clear something up now.
Long-term listener.
First-time caller. We know you're on Corrie, offs. We know you listen to the podcast, offs. Mm-hmm. But you're a big, 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 big brother fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a reality TV fan, full stop.
Right, okay.
I mean, so the last 3 weeks have been quite hellish for me, frankly, because they start at 7:30 at night with Married at First Sight Australia. That's an hour and a half. Takes me straight till 9, then Big Brother 9 till 10, and then a bit of Late in Life. So I have no life. I mean, thank God my husband is, he's ironically working up in Manchester and I'm not working, so I'm at home. But it's been quite interesting, obviously, because we've got this little chat group going for calls. And it's been interesting seeing you two get drawn into this, because this is absolutely not your world, the whole reality.
No.
TV world, and seeing you get drawn into it. But it made me laugh because I was listening to the pod this morning where last night, Ben, you'd just given up on you. You'd had enough.
We've come to the end. I see the floor, which is 2.5 weeks of gold.
Yeah.
Half a week of shit.
Yeah.
But that changed. That changed tonight.
Yeah, it was gold tonight. But also the thing is, Celebrity Big Brother is only ever 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, what's the other one?
Normal can be about 14 weeks.
Oh my God.
They stretched it and stretched it and stretched it.
You can't be in the house for 14 weeks.
But it's not on every day.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God.
I think originally it was maybe like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and then it stretched and it stretched and it stretched. I think maybe they shrunk it back. To be honest, I've not watched it for the last few years. But the very first series with Mary the Nun or ex-nun and Nasty Nick and
Craig
the Builder and all these various characters were in. It was so different and so new, and it was a social experiment. And the people who were in it, what happens with all these kind of shows after a while is they all know how to play it. And right. So they have, you know, they have certain things going on. They've all got a separate interest. And but initially it was like such a great social experiment that at the end when it was finishing, I remember they had to have
like a helpline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to have a helpline.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to need a helpline after tonight because it was up and down, wasn't it? I mean, let's face it. We knew there was a secret eviction. That was played and that went to shit last night.
Well, that got leaked, didn't it, Ben? We had our sources, didn't we, tell us about the...
We had our sources. Twitter. Is he safe? We knew there was a secret eviction. And actually what unfurled here was actually a great piece of television because they were playing... We got to see them, didn't we? And they were doing that crappy bit where they talk or whatever. Firm was interviewing them, whatever.
And they're having massages and stuff.
Having massages and making stuff up. But then we got to the good bit where you could have a guest for a minute, couldn't you, in the garden?
Yeah. Who would you have, Ben?
The dog.
It'd be Star.
Be dog for a minute.
I would be beside myself. The dog would come in. Run around, do a shit and a piss.
Piss on everything.
Piss on everything. I'd be crying, then the minute be up.
You'd be crying, and then the phones all go into chaos because everybody's voting for Ben.
Yeah.
I've won by 99% of the vote because of my dog. Sally Ann, who would you have?
I'd have the dog. I'd have Vito. He's here asleep.
Am I the only person picking a human?
Well, I don't know, are you?
You're having Hanny.
I'd just have my girlfriend, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, if you want to come third.
If you want to come third,
me and Sally Ann are joint winners. Yeah. So we had this situation, and they're around sofa, they get called in. Some bird music goes off, and a loved one of theirs, bear in mind they've only done, like, just over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like they've been in space.
It's longer than that.
Is it? What is it?
Cos went on the Sunday, didn't he, before? So we're getting up to almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, and miss anyone for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I think it's a bit different when you can have some kind of communication. You might be on holiday for 2 weeks and miss them, but then you've got some communication with the outside world. You haven't got any.
Yeah. The thing that struck me is, all right, the people meeting, their loved ones are crying. No, I don't quite get that. I'm in Ben's camp. I don't get that. Me crying when you've just been 2 weeks apart. I don't understand that.
Hang on, Ben was crying tonight. He was crying through it. He was putting it in the chat. He'd gone.
I'd gone.
But what struck me is that the other housemates are in the house watching it and they don't even know the person that's meeting their fellow housemate. And they're all crying.
I don't know David's best friend, but I was crying.
You were crying?
Yeah, me. And I think as soon as, what I loved about it was as soon as they said something about rendezvous, Carson just knew, he knew straight away what it was going to be. He knew that it was going to be you were meeting up and somebody was coming up straight off.
He knew the mum signal had been put up a bit like the bat signal and Jane was on her way.
Must just have felt it in the ether.
Mm. Yeah, as soon as the birds came around, he knew for certain his mum was coming around that corner. What I love is everyone went, are you all right? Is everyone all right? Now, would that be the time that you'd said, no, they're not?
No, you're now dead. I'm on to you. That's what it'd be. And then the birds go, so what? How? I can't. The birds.
I only had a minute and I filled you in. I love that. Is everyone all right? Well,
actually, I know you haven't been here. I've decided that I'd like a divorce. Could you imagine? Bye.
Well, we've split up, have we?
Great.
The birds are going, I'm going to piss off. So Dave went in first, met his best mate. Who was second?
Louis went in first.
No, David went in first.
Oh, we're at David.
Dave. Then Louis in with the old Sunita.
Sunita.
Brilliant.
Yeah, very. So which he said, what did she say? You're hilarious, but you're not very nice.
Yeah, she just went in, slagged him off, left. Didn't she?
But I'm thinking, you fucking have it back.
Yeah.
You fucking give it out. You're getting it back, son.
Talking about Louis, I have Coulson and, I mean, they're a thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they I are think, now. Yeah.
There's going to be a new, another person in this relationship.
He likes to wind him up, doesn't he? Coulson likes to
he
wind
him. He does, and it's really nice to see him having that. Yeah. It shows how close and comfortable he must be with him to be able to, because Coulson's not somebody who takes the piss out of people, and particularly somebody who's older than him. Yeah. If he doesn't know them terribly well, he wouldn't do it.
Has Louis never cooked? He's never opened an oven. Is that what we're saying?
I know, that was crazy.
He does nothing. He doesn't wash up. He doesn't tidy. He doesn't clean. He doesn't do anything.
He's like royalty. I like that. So Louis came out with a T-shirt. Who was next in?
Coles.
I think Coles was, because I thought we'd heard this rumor that the last person was the person who was going to be evicted. So I was very relieved when Coles went in.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that.
Kaza put it in the chat.
She did the lineup.
Yeah.
So it was showing the voting rate, the voting order. David winning, Louis second, Coulson third, Fern, Nikita, and then Bradley at the bottom.
I felt for Bradley.
He took it really well.
He took it well.
He took it so well because he must have been waiting to see. They were talking about Scott, whether Scott's his boyfriend or his friend or whoever.
Yeah.
He was obviously expecting to see him. And then next minute, AJ walks in. AJ looked stunning, by the way. But I thought he handled that brilliantly.
He did.
I thought it was really nasty of them, especially to televise it to all the house.
Yeah, but it was bloody great telly, Jack.
I know it was. but I did feel for him. I did think, oh, yeah. Oh, that's a bit of a shit trick, that.
Oh, I felt for him.
And also to go out via the, you know, the diary room, like next at bins. Do you know what I mean? It's just get out. No one sees you. There's no fireworks.
It was a bit like that, wasn't it? Lights are on. Everyone go home. We've had a good night now. Put the lights on. Take your frog with you. Oh, no, you forgot it.
Yeah.
See you on the other side.
They've done things like that before. And they always kind of changed it. They change it up, otherwise it becomes too formulaic and people expect things. So.
And you can guess.
Yeah.
But do they do the rendezvous thing before?
Yeah.
They don't generally do it.
Do they not? I seem to have remembered it before.
No.
All right.
I mean, obviously, they have it on I'm a Celebrity.
Do they?
Yeah, on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, they have a video message, don't they?
No. I'm a Celebrity, they go off on a little hike in the jungle and then suddenly come across their loved one.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, but they don't know they're in Australia. They came over on frigging plane with them.
Well, I know, but they still weren't expecting to see them because there was still like 4 days to go till they finished.
I'd be amazed if they got the dog to Australia, but if they did, it'd be amazing. I'd be like, that's mint, you're right, Star, what are you ever saying? Kangaroos.
So I don't think it is normal that you generally have zero contact with the outside world. And one of the only times that kind of got broken was Ryan's mate. And I think he painted like a helicopter.
Oh, he sent a plane over us.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I think me and Jack would have just thrown a tennis ball at Coulson. So now, let's call it how it is. He's in the final.
The final.
He is.
And he looked chuffed.
He looked well chuffed.
I thought it was interesting with his mom, with Jay, when he just said, I'm ready to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell he is. And little bits as well, because they, you know, his girlfriend got a little shout out several times. And then David was talking about, oh, because he ran to the diary room or ran to the rendezvous point. Oh, you've got your run in.
Mm.
So there's obviously all these things that he's
told them.
They've all had conversations about. And and we've not seen any of that.
Yeah.
So as you said about the edit, there's all these things where it would have actually been quite nice to see their relationships really grow and not be running around with balloons and stuff.
Funny you should say that, Sally Ann. That is what we talked about yesterday on yesterday's podcast, that I would have liked to have seen. When Fern was interviewing them, I actually quite liked that bit.
Mm, yeah.
Although she only went to David, I thought, we're going to find out a bit about them.
Yeah.
So then when you have those moments of seeing loved ones or whatever.
I assume she did it with all of them, didn't she? Didn't we just see David and Nikita?
Yeah, and I showed those too, which I get. Otherwise, the show would have been 3 hours long.
Maybe,
but it did open you up to them. So he's a finalist. He's done bloody well, which is good, and a good justification for us doing the podcast every night. Thank goodness.
Because the Olympics, was that only a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a big commitment from you.
It wasn't a massive watch. He would just dive into a pool, splash it, and we'd go, yeah, crap.
When you were in the velodrome, though.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. That is the second greatest piece of television. When he took off and they thought, oh, he's going to win, then I got beside myself.
The flying grape.
That was, what a piece of television. So what are we thinking? What are his chances of winning, Sally-Anne?
I mean, they're going to be high.
Just to answer that, when I saw them all in the kitchen dancing, so Bradley's just been binned. Mm. They're all crying.
Mm.
And then 10 minutes later, they're all
singing. Well, we don't know how long
later. Freaking, I'm walking yes, on that's,
it's an edit. But things move fast. He's gone. Let's go.
Now yeah. we can
bit
dance.
Bit of Whitney and champagne.
He's gone.
Let's have a dance. I feel bad for him.
They were all dancing, and they were all sort of like, united together. They all yeah. sort of had their arms around each other. And I thought, do you know what? They're a great final group.
Yeah.
And I thought any of them could win it.
I would have preferred it Bradley stayed.
But if Bradley stays, then who goes?
Well, I'd have got rid of Fern.
See, I like Fern.
I didn't like that whole thing she did with Nikita over the ages thing. And
I think she was just pissed off he's voted for her.
I think she was just pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what he was. Yeah. But I think also just because I've really liked particularly the four boys' friendship. And then I've really enjoyed seeing Louis kind of open up and some of the things, yeah, there's some of the things that he was saying to them when they came back today, and particularly about Cos, before Cos came back after seeing his mum, said something like, he needed that. Or he was kind of going, that'll get you through. And you just kind of those little snippets, you just go, they've obviously had heart to heart, which again, we haven't seen. So I would have just actually quite liked to see the five of them in the final. But as to who's going to win, Nikita's very strong. I think Kelsey's very strong. David.
Legs 11.
Louis could do it.
I don't think he will.
I don't know. David's been great value. He's got a good comedy.
Brilliant value.
Great value. I've got a slight feeling that if I was in that house, I would just gravitate towards David and just have a laugh. He takes it as a laugh. He's got hold of it.
But there's a lot more to him than just, you know, the camp funny guy. Yeah. There really is. And he's shown that. And they, and thankfully, ITV have shown that as well.
Yeah.
That he, there is a lot more to him than that. But I think it's been a fantastic series. And considering that when the old first went in and I'm thinking, I've got no idea who you are. They've all been like ZZ. I really like ZZ. No idea who ZZ was.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed that she went out.
Yeah. Yes.
And Uncle Gary.
I would have loved to have kept him in there for longer.
Purely for sharing a bed with Coulson.
Mm.
It would have been great if that 1 minute when they meet their rendezvous had been Uncle
Gary.
Gary for Coulson.
Oh, it'd have been amazing.
That would have been amazing.
I'm back.
I'm back to share a bed with you. How is everyone?
Could you imagine? Like a bit like if Uncle Gary had come back as the judge the other day.
Brilliant.
It's been fantastic.
So tomorrow it's an hour and a half.
The final's usually quite boring. Just FYI.
Is it?
Well, because what they do is they do like a vote freeze. So then they get number five out.
Then it's the same again.
And then they do, so you've got a lot of AJ and Will and a lot of, boom, this number, lines are back open. And so you've got a lot of that going on, and a lot of action of what's been going on in the house. And then you've got five people to interview.
Oh, before I forget, it's very important, everyone listening, all the millions of you listening right now, is, and if you, I know you're listening to this, but I'm holding an imaginary phone to my ear and I'm saying, vote for Coulson.
You could get on the app.
Or it's just ITV.com as well, isn't it? You can do
ITV.com. Get on the app. You get five votes. They clear, apparently, Henry said. They've cleared for tonight. It's a fresh vote. You've got five votes. Get on the blower. It's Coulson you're voting for. Coulson.
As your winner.
As your winner. Now, that fucking confuses me sometimes because they go, vote who you want out or vote who your winner is. Is it vote who your winner is now?
It's always been vote who you want to stay.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
I just don't know my telly.
Yeah, you don't know your telly.
I don't know my telly.
Whereas if it had been a vote to evict, then Louis would have gone early doors. And so would Bernie if it was a vote to evict. But because it's a vote to save, you just vote for your favourite. And then that's why, you know, some of the lesser
known
shown characters or the lesser kind of, either the ones who were just kind of middling up the road in, they can go quite early on. because Jack's not saving somebody because they're great telly and but they're horrible, because you'd save them anyway. Or they're not saving them because they're really nice and really fun and really involved and all the rest of it. So the middle of the road ones can drop out at that point. So it is a vote to save, but now we're at a vote for your winner.
Vote for your winner is Coulson.
It's Coulson, it is Coulson, obviously.
We need it to be him so that we turn millionaires overnight.
Oh, yeah.
If he wasn't a finalist, I wouldn't have talked to him.
I don't think we will.
Well, no chance of that.
He's not going to be allowed back in the green room if he doesn't win. Let's put it that way.
No, he has to stay in his own room.
Yeah, we just lock him in his dressing room because he's been an embarrassment.
Yeah, he's done brilliant. How good. good kid. And Sally-Ann, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it's a delight to come and talk about, but it's been just so lovely seeing him just growing confidence, and he doesn't seem like he's been stressing about what people might be thinking or saying. He's just got on and enjoyed it. And I've loved, and I think everyone's seen that Coulson's been asking questions about other people.
Yeah.
Asking about them. He's never once made it about him.
No, no, no.
Apart from when he had a bad neck and then Fern voted him.
Oh, yeah, which was a passing comment when he just got out of bed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But he's done himself proud, and he's done us proud, and he's done the podcast proud, most importantly.
He's done the podcast proud. He really has. He'll listen back and think, wow, they've really missed me. That is a shit show. We need him to come back just to be able to introduce us.
Oh, bloody hell, you do. You do. Give up with the porn star.
Okay, so listen to our final episode of the Big Brother series tomorrow. Hopefully it's good news. I'm sure, well, it will be all round, won't it? Even if he goes out, he's made the final.
Look, when in 30 years time, when they talk about 2024, all they're going to remember is he made the final, and that's what we're going to say. He made the final. That's what he's going to put on his CV. Big Brother finalist at the top.
Yes.
That's what they'll say before every interview he ever does now.
Yeah.
Big Brother, the finalist, 2024, yes. Coulson
Smith.
Have you
got any life experience? Big Brother.
Or if you just panto, that'll be on the his little head in a star in Big Brother finalist.
You'd do well in the panto now, wouldn't you? That's it. He dresses what he was in the, whatever, what was he?
Oh, Rapunzel. Oh.
Rapunzel,
yeah. There we go, he's got Ugly Sister written all over him.
Here he is in Nottingham, starring as Rapunzel, Coulson Smith.
Oh, Widow Twanky.
Widow Twanky, it's a given. Right, mint. So join us tomorrow for a mint last episode. And just one more time, thank you very much, Sally-Ann.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. And vote.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.